Christmas. Well, I'll say that a week from today, I guess, because this program will be on the air live on Christmas Day. In the meantime, there are other things a-cooking, and so we get to the issues of the day, the comments of the day, the things that you would like to get off of your chest or out of your mind or whatever. Here to help me share thoughts with you is Ken Kessler, who's in charge of social media, amongst other things, putting together a lot of information that I use. Anything that's wrong, he's been the one responsible for finding out.
That's right.
All right, so how many of you heard that the Westboro Baptist Church, you remember our friend Mr. Fred Phelps and his whacked out daughter, I forget what her first name is, whatever it is, not important, had planned to go to Nelson Mandela's funeral. You remember Westboro Baptist Church, the anti-gay group in Kansas? They were tweeting last week, Kenny, that they would be picketing the funeral of Mr. Mandela. However, they were unable to attend because they couldn't get themselves there. They said, quote, they could never get any comfort level with local law enforcement.
Yeah, I bet. That's a shame. That would have been interesting to see what would have happened.
Oh, my God. These people are so out of their minds. So, good Lord. For those of you who don't know or don't remember, these people are the ones that have been protesting all over the country. Whenever somebody who is famous dies, they would protest. There were a lot of soldier funerals that they were going to protest because the soldiers died in vain, protecting a form of life or a country that, in their opinion, was demonic, disturbed, irrelevant because of the tolerance that we have for gays in this country. All right, so imagine, yes, Kenny, if they had shown up, actually did get, I think they wanted to make a lot of noise. What do you think about that? The religious freedom. I'm not sure what religious freedom is all about. I'm not sure what the Constitution allows for in South Africa. It would be interesting to speculate on that. 888-302-3684. The Doug Steffen Good Day program confirming that there are a lot of good things that are going on. How many of you, as you have made the rounds so far, have been buying gifts for yourself? How many people do you buy gifts for yourself, Kenny?
I used to when I was in my early 20s. I just couldn't resist it.
But what sort of things would you buy?
It would depend where I went, but I would almost always see something that I wanted. Maybe something a little like a new album or a movie or a book or something. It seemed like I almost always saw something that I'm out shopping anyway. Let's get something for myself.
Yeah.
But I don't do that anymore.
I wonder how many people do that. And if you don't do it, why don't you? It's probably a good practice. Just give it some thought one way or the other. So back to some of the other reality quotients that we have here. The RQ, Mr. Snowden, the NSA, which is certainly the hottest item in the news talk radio world again. A ruling by a federal judge. We talked about it yesterday, that the collection of domestic phone records the NSA has likely to be unconstitutional. The government is going to have time to appeal, and so it could open, under the circumstances, floodgates, suits Americans who want to take on the government, take on the NSA. There's got to be. It just doesn't make sense. There have to be a bunch of ambulance chasers or the type of lawyers who will sue. They'll look for a class action lawsuit. And it seems to me it's a perfect one. Any lawyers listening who want to comment on that? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com. Twitter at Good Day Show. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. There have to be some lawyers out there that get together, these big, big, huge law firms that take on governments. I have a friend that's suing the government of Brazil, I think it is, or it's one in Chile maybe, for workers' rights issues that have taken place on farms down there. There's always a lawyer who'll stand up and say, yep, I'll take that case. So the government, which, by the way, is you and me, so you and I will be the ones who will pay for this. We will pay for the malfeasance of the operators of the country at the moment who won't say no, who won't say stop. Yesterday, the president had a meeting with all of the leaders of the big tech companies. Kenny, what do you know? I saw a little something that led me to believe it was just a lot of PR and puffery when the meeting was over. Do you know any more about that?
No, that's all that I saw, too. I didn't see that anything constructive came out of it.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, what I have maintained all along here is that the government hasn't been able to come up with one single instance in which the phone data that's been collected, the email data that's been collected, all the information that's been collected has stopped a terrorist attack. Give us one example, you phony BSers, that this is something that actually is working. Other than that, you're on melting ice in the middle of the Sahara Desert. You haven't got a leg to stand on, and people are fed up. And if it wasn't for the fact this was Christmas time, I think there'd be a lot more noise about this than there is, Kenny, frankly. But there's plenty of noise about it anyway, as we will hear, because I'm sure I'm seeing people lining up already at 888-302-3684. Your thoughts on this? It's completely unconstitutional. It is completely against the law. All right, so that's that introduction to reality. Give us yours. We'll have some of Kenny is able to monitor some of the talk radio programs and the news talk television programs that deal with some of these issues. We take excerpts from them to present both sides as much as we can where we can find it, and gives you an opportunity to sort of formulate your own thoughts, your own opinions, your own desire to converse with us is what we encourage. And a lot of the stories show up at DougStephan.com as well. 888-302-3684, 14 after the hour on Good Day.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same-day-print for details. Staples. Make more happen.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer.
All righty, you've tried to whiten your teeth before, and you know how annoying it can be. One time you maybe used strips or those trays, and that's a horrible thing. What a mess. Ugh. Maybe you were using the bleaches or the things in toothpaste that sort of scratch your enamel. No. Power Swabs is the way to go. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in 5 minutes. 5 minutes! Average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes, 6 shades in a week. It's clinically proven too, folks. It works. You will love the way your teeth look. No matter whether you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of your stains. It doesn't take a genius to figure out that whiter smiles are more attractive. Call 800-865-7602 for a white smile. 800-865-7602. No matter what the cause, this is the remedy. Free shipping when you mention Doug Stephan. 800-865-7602 for Power Swabs.
This holiday season, remember,
easy for you.
A Stepson man helps a stranger change a tire in the middle of a snowstorm and then scrapes the ice off the car windows just for good measure. Through blizzards, he rides horses 500 under the hood. He always seems to save the day with a steady hand and a warm smile. A Stepson man may work hard, but he never works hard at smelling good. This holiday season, live the legend. Stepson Cologne for Men.
Sports Authority. Find the best holiday gifts for everyone on your list. We have thousands of items on sale now, like 25% off Nike fleece apparel and up to 50% off all treadmills, ellipticals, and exercise bikes. Plus, when you enter our $500,000 gift of sport holiday sweepstakes, you'll have your chance to win hundreds of prizes. Visit sportsauthority.com to enter and see official rules. Shop our great deals in store and online today to see why there's nothing like the gift of sport. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
All things conversational. Doug Steffens Good Day Program, 888-302-3684. Talking about the latest in the NSA's coloring contest here. This is Taco's John Broski with CBS legal analyst Andrew Cohen. They discuss the ruling that came down from the judge and what it may mean for the present and future at the NSA.
What is the gist of this ruling?
The gist of it is that this federal judge, a Bush appointee, has ruled that the program, this bulk surveillance of telephone data, likely violates the Fourth Amendment protections we all have, the privacy protections we have against search and seizure. And so what the judge has done is to say, I think this is unconstitutional, and I'm going to give the government a chance to appeal that initial conclusion before we have a trial in this case to determine definitively whether it's constitutional or not.
Now, Andrew, why does the judge say the program is probably unconstitutional? Probably unconstitutional.
Well, he has to say it at this point because he hasn't had the trial. This was a request. What happened was the Snowden disclosures came out telling us that this program exists. Larry Klayman, the conservative critic, came and filed a lawsuit saying, look, if this program exists, it violates my Fourth Amendment rights. We should enjoin the program. We should stop the program while we figure out whether it's unconstitutional or not. So it's an injunction that the plaintiffs are seeking here to stop this program from actually occurring. What the judge said was he's inclined to agree, mm-hmm. but because it's a national security issue, because it's the federal government, he's going to allow the government to appeal his ruling to the Federal Appeals Court in Washington or even perhaps to the U.S. Supreme Court before he stops the program. This trial judge doesn't want to be the one to alone stop this government surveillance.
Okay, so then my understanding is that the NSA really doesn't have to stop yet.
Correct. The NSA doesn't have to do anything different today than it had to do on Sunday. What the Justice Department has to do is file an appeal with that D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals in Washington saying, look, this judge has it all wrong. These plaintiffs don't have standing to make the allegations they're making, and even if they can make the allegations, the national security interest in this situation trumps the privacy interest under the Fourth Amendment. This judge, in other words, got it all wrong in applying the legal precedent to the facts of the case. That's the argument the administration is going to make. Whether it gets more traction on appeal than it did at this initial stage, we'll probably know in about 6 months.
How big of a deal is this, anyhow? It's got to be a pretty big deal.
It is a big deal. Anytime a federal judge declares a program unconstitutional, especially a surveillance program in the war on terror, it's a big deal. But, again, we are still very much closer to the beginning than we are to the end of this story.
Right.
If the administration loses the appeal, all that would happen would be the case would go to trial. And, of course, there would be a long trial. It would take a long time to get to trial. And then the losing side following the trial could appeal to the D.C. Circuit and then to the U.S. Supreme Court. So we could be talking about this case not just in 2014, for
wow.
sure, but 2015 and beyond.
Imagine how ridiculous that is, you fighting against you or us fighting against us. That's what happens. Our taxpayer dollars go to fight against us. 21 after the hour.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
After the hour, we continue the pursuit of conversation about the NSA spying ruling by this judge. A couple of more bits and pieces before we get to your calls here. First one comes from a conversation held yesterday on The View where the ladies talked about this ruling.
You know the NSA whistleblower, Edward Snowden, who's been branded a traitor by some people, including me. And a federal judge thinks he's maybe was onto something because the judge just ruled that the NSA surveillance policies were random, invasive, and most likely violated our constitutional rights. I'm sorry. I don't have any issue because I'm not doing and I'm not doing anything. So you listen and be bored along with me to my phone calls. If this is going to make it easier, now this judge says the government could provide no proof okay. How long has this been going on? I know you know the answer, Sharon.
How long has this program been going on?
The Bush administration.
So why has it taken everybody so long, A, to say, oh, there's something wrong with it, and B, you're saying that from Daddy Bush all the way to now, they could find nothing? I'm not sure I believe it.
One of the things that I find objectionable about that as I listen to it is that Wendy and Whoopi together, is that she says the same old pat thing, oh, I'm not doing anything wrong, they can listen. That's not the point. The point is that it's illegal to be doing that. It has nothing to do with whether you're doing anything wrong or not. And Whoopi's usually a lot smarter than that, so I don't get where she's coming from at all, but she's completely wrong. All right, let's listen to from Omaha, KFAB, Gary Saddlemeyer, talking with national security law expert Dr. Stephen Vladek about this business against the NSA.
The judge is ruling relative to the National Security Agency's bulk collection program, metadata collection program. He says it is likely unconstitutional, violating the Constitution's ban on unreasonable search. What do you say?
Well, I mean, I think there's a really strong argument in that regard. I think it depends to some degree on what's going to happen with something called the third party doctrine. So, you know, for about 35 years, the Supreme Court has said we Americans have no expectation of privacy in records that we voluntarily give to third parties. So records we give to our phone company, records we give to our financial institutions. But about a year and a half ago, the court suggested that it might be time to revisit that case, given changes in technology, given how much more data we're giving to everyone around us. And what the judge ruled yesterday is that that time has come, and that these developments really warrant a revisiting of exactly when we should and shouldn't have an expectation of privacy in our information.
Yeah. So does this go next to the circuit And then to the Supreme Court, or does it go directly to the Supreme Court on appeal?
Yeah, no, so the next step is what's bound to be an inevitable government appeal to the circuit, to the federal appeals court here in D.C. You know, what happens after that really depends on how they rule. I mean, this is coming up on what's called a preliminary injunction, so it's a very early stage in the litigation. You know, the Court of Appeals could say, we're not sure that the plaintiffs have really made out their case. They could send it back for consideration of other questions. So, you know, I think this case will eventually end up in the Supreme Court, but probably not, you know, probably later rather than sooner.
This course, this case, Dr. Vladeck, the ruling by Judge Leon, had to do with two individuals. If the Supreme Court hears it, it obviously is going to have effect for everybody, right, and not just these two individuals.
That's right. I mean, you know, we have these two specific plaintiffs, Mr. Clayman and Mr. Strange, you know, who were able to bring this case because they could show that their customers of some of the phone companies who, thanks to Edward Snowden, we now know were providing their records to the government. But the reality is that we all are customers of these phone companies. And so even if these are the specific plaintiffs who have brought this lawsuit, really this issue is about the ability of the government to collect all of our phone records. And so we really will all be in the Supreme Court if and when the case gets there.
Pretty gruesome. All right, so let's take some calls on this in a few moments here on Good Day.
Cafe Nashville. Welcome to Cafe Nashville News. I'm Dallas. Willie Nelson and Kris Kristofferson have reunited in the new Christmas movie, Angel Sing, starring ABC Nashville's Connie Britton and new American Idol judge Harry Connick Jr. Angel Sing was recently judged as family approved for all ages by the prestigious International Dove Foundation. The film received rave reviews in the New York Daily News, which said it was sweet and Christmassy. The Washington Post calls it a sweet-natured ode to Christmas. Angel Sing debuted at South by Southwest with sold-out screenings at the Heartland Film Festival. The movie is in select theaters across the country and is now available on DVD, Blu-ray, and video on demand. Angel Sing is a proud supporter of the Ronald McDonald House Charities. This heartwarming family Christmas comedy is available to consumers just in time for the holidays. The film premiered in theaters and on demand earlier this month. Angel Sing, available on Blu-ray and DVD nationwide. That's Cafe Nashville News. When we know more, so will you.
Would you like to have million-dollar looks? You don't have them if your hair is thin, weak, and tired-looking. Thinning hair is the result of aging follicles or the place through the pores from which the follicles come. That's why you need the new Provia. Provia strengthens hair follicles, gives you stronger, fuller, more vibrant hair. It's like nothing you've ever tried before. And by the way, ladies, this is for you as well as for men. You're suffering just like men are with thinning hair. And if you've had the problem for years, now you can join the thousands of people who are using Provia serum the all-natural way with no side effects to get your hair growing again. It's simple. Call 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319. Order Provia now and get a free month supply when you mention Doug Steffen. Say goodbye to the hair going down the sink. Say hello to a new, full, richer head of hair. 800-525-8319 for Provia.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One Rule Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
Kenny, what do we have on Facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter regarding Mr. Snowden, more importantly, the NSA, what they're doing? I'm going to ask this or suggest this in an anecdotal way. Yesterday, during the course of the program, remember I brought up Larry Klayman and asked if anybody remembered him? And nobody did, so I just kind of moved on. But
right.
Without even getting into, because I guess I felt it was immaterial at the time, I wonder how many people listening now remember Larry Klayman. I was a nemesis for Bill Clinton in so many different ways. I didn't think it was that far back in memory. Maybe it's because I'm too close to this and have these conversations all the time. But there wasn't one member of the... I think you didn't even remember him. Did I ask you?
No.
You don't remember Larry Klayman either.
No.
Yeah. It's pretty interesting. He was one of these kind of knee-jerk lawyer types, but he was all over Bill Clinton. And I figured a lot of people remember him, and he hasn't been, I haven't heard from him, seen anything about him, forgotten about him until this thing. He's one of the plaintiffs in the NSA case. That's why I brought his name up. 888-302-3684. Brazil, by the way, says it is not considering granting asylum to Mr. Snowden, even after he offered to help investigate revelations that the NSA has been spying on Brazilians and most notably on their president. The government in Brazil said they'd received no official request from Snowden since he arrived in Moscow. In the letter, which was published, I think, yesterday in their big Brazilian newspaper, sort of the equivalent of USA Today in Brazil, and also appear a lot on social media, Snowden offered to collaborate with the Brazilian investigation into the NSA Internet Surveillance Program. The website in that country for public petitions launched an online signature campaign to press the president to grant him asylum. Snowden, in his open letter to the Brazilian people, said that he would like to assist in congressional probes into their Congress's probes into the NSA program. He said, quote, "I have expressed my willingness to assist wherever appropriate, but unfortunately the U.S. government has worked very hard to limit my ability to do so." So as you'll recall, he's living in Russia, but he only has temporary asylum there that will expire in August. He'd asked for asylum in Brazil, I think, before, but they didn't answer his request then, and they're not likely to answer it now other than to say no, as the U.S. government... this sort of... I'm not going to finish that sentence because I'm thinking more out loud here about why it is that you and I should be paying for this sort of thing to go on. Back again to the underscore that not one single piece or shred of evidence has been presented that all of this stuff that we have paid, you and I have paid billions of dollars for, has netted us one terrorist. Not one. So why are we doing this? The Senate Foreign Relations Chairman in Brazil said on Twitter, quote, Brazil should not miss the opportunity to grant asylum to Edward Snowden, who is key to unraveling this U.S. espionage system. The Brazilians are very angry, and they've been one of our staunch allies in South America. They're just ticked off, as are most other governments and most other people. This is another example of why it is that we are so disliked around the world, because we manipulate the power. The good that we have and can do is manipulated by the people who are involved or interested in controlling as much as they can, not only in this country, but of the world. And that's why people are PO'd at us, not only in areas that we never, many people never even thought that we'd be connected to, Afghanistan. Whoever heard of Afghanistan when you were going to school? Now, it's people who have been very friendly to us, like Brazil. They're fed up. As well, we ought to be fed up. And Whoopi Goldberg to say, if you didn't hear that, that she didn't care because she's not doing anything wrong, her life is boring, that's damnable. Saying something like that is just plain stupid. And she's not a dumb woman. Kenny, what do you have from our social media?
Let's see. Jay says, regarding the judge that made the ruling and then stayed the ruling based on a possible appeal, Jay says, what good does it do when as soon as he made the ruling, he put a stay in place?
That's a very good question. Yeah. What good does it do?
Yeah. Tom, on the other hand, says, for once, a judge using common sense.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, there's plenty of that there. But again, back to where you've made a ruling and now you basically make it ineffective.
Right. And Pam says, much like closing the barn door after the horse is out.
Yeah, something to be said for that. 888, let's find out what other people are saying. 888-302-3684, time for your calls. Steve's in Connecticut. Even though the NSA is clearly in the wrong, that doesn't mean that Snowden was right.
I saw General Hayden's interview, and I saw Keith Alexander's interview on 60 Minutes, which those two were just absolutely riveting interviews. And I tend to agree with the fellows that we can't let Snowden have a path to victory to lead other guys to show, you know, just because the guy robbed the bank and discovered the bank owner was stealing, should we leave the bank robber free? I don't think so. I think even though I disagree with the way Keith Alexander handled it, I think he's right. We can't let this guy get away with this. He can't have a path to freedom. I think that we should maybe even consider stripping him of his citizenship.
Huh. 888-302-3684. That's stripping Snowden of his citizenship. From Meet the Press over the weekend, David Gregory talked to former NSA Director General Michael Hayden about Snowden.
Should there be any kind of deal for him? Any kind of amnesty?
Yeah, I would strongly oppose that. And look, I know there's a great fear. He's got a lot more out there.
Right. And will we ever know what he's got? The New York Times says we may not this morning.
I don't think we will. I really don't.
And what are the repercussions of that?
Well, the repercussions is that he seems to have a negotiating edge on us because he can hold this overhang over us in terms of negotiating. But I wouldn't do it. And I understand the attraction, David, but I wouldn't do it because that simply motivates future Snowdens
right.
to do these kinds of things.
So if the government has all of this data, our electronic fingerprint, as it were, into this haystack, what's the best reform? Is there a way to encrypt that data? I've heard something about that. You can encrypt the data, and if the government wants access to it, then they need a warrant, essentially, to crack the encryption to be able to look at it.
Well, first thing is it doesn't have all that data. Mm-hmm. The only place where we're really exhaustive or comprehensive is in the metadata of phone calls. And I'm obviously comfortable with it, but I understand others not being comfortable with it. I think the key, David, is what do you do with that data? How do you access it? Under what provisions are you allowed to ask that data a question? I think that may get closer to this appropriate balance between security and liberty.
To be the United States of America, to protect democracy, do we have to be less safe in order to preserve our freedoms?
Yes, obviously. Look, we can do more. And those who say it's a false choice between our liberty and our security, those folks aren't responsible for either. We make these kinds of choices all the time. The thing that we have to do is make it an informed and mature choice so we understand what is reasonable and not reasonable based upon the totality of circumstances. Look, David, the afternoon of September 11th, I changed some things at NSA within my authority, but based upon my understanding as to what was reasonable and unreasonable that afternoon compared to that morning.
That's the perfect example of why we are in the place that we are. Guys like that, militarists, control freaks, they know what's best for you. They don't know what's best for you. They're controllers. That's how we get to be a general. And I'm not taking away from people who have served our country that have been generals, but listening to that guy and his attitude toward how to handle this, that's what's so completely wrong. And that's why we have all of this trouble with the NSA, because of him. He's basically the problem. He started all of these things and created the messes, in large part, that we're having to deal with. I completely oppose his thinking. 888, that's why I wanted you to hear it. 888, let's see if you oppose it or you agree with it. 888-302-3684. Stanley's in New Jersey with a focus on the judge's ruling.
I think he should get amnesty, and I'll tell you why. You know, we have the system right now, you're very much aware of it, that let's say if a person is like, perhaps if they're receiving like unemployment, they have to go out, like say, and apply for like so many jobs in order to qualify for that unemployment. Well, if I think if Mr. Snowden was required to like teach us exactly what he did, how he did it, I think the Google executives and many of these other fine companies, along with United States national security people, should give him an elevated position and amnesty, provided he provides the service of telling us exactly what he did, how he did, to help us catch people so that they can't do this in the future. I think if he does the exchange of his knowledge to help us so that this could never happen again, I think he more than qualifies for amnesty to be a helper to us.
So that's an attitude that isn't... I haven't heard that expressed to me. Amnesty, people think that Snowden is a hero, et cetera, et cetera. So that's that's this fellow's play on what to do with Mr. Snowden. 888-302-3684. Some more of your calls coming right up here on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
So, you're tooling along in your Malibu, and bam, some guy darts across your lane. You swerve and hit the ditch just hard enough to know you did some damage. Seconds, I mean seconds later, an advisor comes through the stereo speakers and says, "OnStar, is there an emergency?" As you realize there was, some high-tech motion sensor was activated. A signal shot out 12,000 miles from orbiting satellites to calculate your exact coordinates, along with where you were hit and how hard, automatically alerting an advisor who offered to call an ambulance and dispatch a nearby tow truck, for which you thanked him profusely. You did not do one single thing, and yet a potent combination of amazing technology and human concern are swirling around you,
as a deep wave of relief washes over you. All because you drive a Chevrolet Malibu connected by OnStar. Find new roads. OnStar acts as a link to existing emergency service providers. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Continuing on Good Day with our focus on the NSA and your calls at 888-302-DOUG. Let's take a call from somebody who supports what the NSA is doing, Michael.
You know, I don't care about listening to my conversation because I know I'm going to follow the laws of the land. But the main thing, though, is that, you know, they find out a lot of things that can help the security of our United States. You know, people don't think about that. You know, people plotting against the United States every single day. So I agree with it.
Yeah, people are plotting against the United States every day because we do stuff like this. That is an uneducated point of view. Sir, happy to have you express it, and then to have me say what I think. It's just that isn't it. Doesn't work in a free society. I don't care what you think. That shows a lack of education, and that's one of the problems of the country. We've dumbed everybody down so they don't understand what's legal and what isn't legal. Never mind what ramifications it has. 888-302-3684. Government spying, the focus of Jim, said several concerns, actually, about this whole thing.
My main concern about the NSA or any other agency being able to spy, if you will, gathering data or whatnot, is what we've seen over the last year in regards to the Associated Press being spied on, Cheryl Atkinson being spied on, her computer being she said, you know, there's been articles about her computers turning on and off in the middle of the night, and people, and she's had investigators in there to see what's going on. And of course, she is a reporter that was reporting against the Fast and Furious scandal, and also Benghazi. And also, I think there was an issue with some people at Fox being spun out. So my angle is, your political adversaries, maybe not through the NSA, but in spying from the government in general, is the term from your political adversaries or somebody that's your religious adversary.
All right, Darren, wrap it up here, will you?
I think it is a form of corporate and economic espionage. Instead of spying on the people, I believe that it's mainly set up to rig in the markets and to influence commerce by influencing trends, influencing the forecasters. Also, it's tied in to the Fed.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Going on, Kenny. Twitter accounts everywhere. I'm just looking at that story. Man, you depend a lot. This is sort of a secondary story to NASA. People listening, people trying to find out more about you, but hackers galore. And it's dangerous Christmas time because so many people are using their computers to MasterCard credit cards to pay for things that are being bought online. Careful, careful, careful. Six before the hour. Budget considerations and conversation are left, right, center, up, down, sideways, all over the radio. Conversations about the modest bipartisan budget pact designed to keep Washington from lurching from fiscal crisis to fiscal crisis and ease the effects of automatic budget cuts on the brink of passing in the Senate. Here's Taco's Mike Broomhead with Congressman Matt Solomon about the budget deal.
This budget that's passed the House,
right,
that now looks like it passed the test vote of the United States Senate.
Give the cloture.
So now it looks like it's going to pass through. How serious is this with, or is it politics when they talk about the cuts to benefits for military retirees? Before we get into the other things in it, how bad is that part of it, and is it accurate?
Yeah, I think it is accurate. They're going in and dealing prospectively with folks that have retired and still work. So they've retired, but a lot of them are still working age, and they can still have other jobs. And they've trimmed down the amount of increases that they're going to get in the future. And I've gotten an earful from a lot of the retirees saying, "Hey, wait a minute, there was a contract with
us,
and how can you just kind of change the contract in midstream after we've already, you know, put in our time, we've retired, and the deal that we signed up for is you know what's out there? How can you just arbitrarily change that in midstream?" I think they got a good point.
Well, if you think about, look at the city of Detroit, it filed bankruptcy for the exact same reasons. The city signed a contract with municipal workers.
Right.
I'm not saying it didn't bankrupt the cities when that happened, but how, what? I guess this is the talk radio in me. It seems like we do this all the time in talk radio. We start hammering the people on the opposite side of the aisle. Talk me off the ledge here. We spend all this money federally in what we call entitlement programs.
Right.
And they are the golden goose. You can't touch them.
You can't go near them.
Right. But now we're going to cut, not only cut benefits to the people that have earned the benefits,
right,
but we're talking about people that have literally laid their lives on their line, on the line for the country.
Absolutely. There are several things about that budget deal that frustrated me. That was one of them. The other thing is fee increases. That's what they call it. I call it a tax increase,
right,
because they're charging more to fly on airplanes. Security costs is what they're calling it. But it's just another way for the federal government to get revenue, to get money, get taxes. And as I've always said, it is not a revenue problem. It's a spending problem. And we're doing nothing to deal with Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and I think it's irresponsible. I think that we should have done something on the heavy lifting.
Yes, 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 yes. He gets it. Here's host Mitch Henk talking to Bill Wilson from Americans for Limited Government.
George Will on Friday, and I had Paul Ryan on yesterday, and they're both kind of congratulating each other on the Paul Ryan deal, which George Will said he was in a position of weakness. Not only is he one-third of the government, but he said he was losing his own caucus to the sequester. They were caving on it over the military stuff. So he said the deal he got, he thought was amazing, and they could even do that. But Paul Ryan got defensive when he was accused of being a rhino. He hates that because he said, I'm not a rhino. So your take on that deal is what?
I think that I will accept what a George Will and maybe even Congressman Ryan say about the necessity of it. But, I mean, let's not pretend that we accomplished anything. And I think this whole...
Well, he doesn't. He does not.
This whole nonsense mantra that's being, government works. No, it doesn't.
No.
It didn't work at all. In fact, it was a joke. And, you know, this weak, pathetic line, we're only half of one-third of the government. No. You are the only body that represents a majority of the American people. The only group that can claim to represent a majority of the American people is the House of Representatives. And you are a majority of that. And so when they play this weakness card, it is just the height of cowardice, in my view.
Yep. Okay. So we've taken care of a couple of issues to a point in this hour, but there's always room for more. So stick around. Hopefully you'll be able to listen on the radio. If not, Doug's...
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.